Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Also, thank you to Van Halen for that outstanding music. Mr. David Lee Roth bringing us back with his vocals. 12 after, I think I said that. And I know that you know what that means. That means it's time for Elise Benin. Elise is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this August is her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, and she's all on Twitter about that, folks. She's the author of Self-Promotion Online, Designing Websites, are two of her books, and her brand-new book, Stop Pushing Me Around. She's a lady who, as I said earlier, helps us make sure we put our best foot forward in the marketplace, whether as individuals or as businesses trying to market ourselves to the marketplace. She's our good friend. That was her giggling a minute ago. Elise Benin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here. You're all on Twitter, aren't you, about this 10th anniversary thing?
Yes, exactly. But I just wanted to correct one thing.
Yeah.
The brand new book is actually not so brand new anymore, and the next one is coming out in April. And
yeah,
it's called The Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing, and you're on the list to get a review copy.
I better be getting a review copy, and you better launch that book on the show.
Absolutely.
It's not the brand new book, but it's your new book, though, right?
It's about 2 years old, actually.
It's your newest book, but who helped you launch this
you
book?
You did, Jim.
Exactly.
Only you.
Exactly. Great, Elise,
I threw you off, I'm sorry.
That's all right. One of the things I know you want to talk about today is getting other people to say nice things about you to the right people. And there's a word for it, isn't there?
Otherwise known as testimonials.
Yeah. Now, that's not something a lot of people wake up in the morning saying, you know what, I've got to get somebody to give me a testimonial. Because I think some people might think, well, what am I going to get a dinner with this? You know, are people going to give me an award? Am I dying? Am I going to die? And this is going to be, are we talking about a eulogy? Mm-hmm. Testimonials, I think, are something that people, the average person doesn't think about getting in any given day, are they?
No, and I also think that people say that people throw them around. In other words, if you're doing good work, then it's very likely that people are thanking you or complimenting you or pointing out what's working all the time. And you could be listening from what I call the marketing mindset to hear those comments as testimonials and capture them, basically. That's the easiest thing to do.
Now, what's the difference in a testimonial and a referral?
Well, a referral, in my vocabulary, is basically when someone says, you know, I know someone who needs your services, here's their name and number.
Right.
Right? It's passing contact information along.
There's some reason why they brought it up.
Right, and timing is of the essence.
Right.
And there's a need there.
And it only pops up if they actually are stimulated to think about you. Oh, yeah, someone says, I need so-and-so or I got this problem. Oh, yeah, I know who you need to call. That's a referral.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But a testimonial doesn't have to be prompted, does it?
No. I mean, testimonials, at the risk of promoting myself, I'll just give some examples that come my way. People constantly telling me that they love my email newsletter, Quick Tips for Marketing Mentor. And, you know, and the thing about testimonials is you can get very narcissistic about it. You can say, oh, they love me, oh, I'm so great, blah, blah, blah. And that's where people usually go with it. But I find it, beyond that, to be a very useful tool to learn about what's working in your business. So whenever someone says they like my newsletter, I ask them why. What is it specifically about what you are saying that I can learn something from and see if other people feel the same way?
Well, absolutely. So if somebody just but now when you say testimonials, who are the testimonials spoken to? Can it be spoken to you? Are they testimonials if they're spoken to you and to someone else?
If I
tell somebody about you, is that a testimonial?
If I capture it and use it that way, it can be.
Oh, but only if you capture it.
Right. It doesn't count as a testimonial unless I capture it.
Oh, wait a minute. What if I tell somebody, you know, that Grace, that at least Bennett, she's really a smart marketing expert, and they go buy one of your books. Mm-hmm. Is that a referral? That's a referral then, isn't
it? That's a referral.
Okay.
I mean, the places where you see testimonials are on a website. Like on my website, I have a page of testimonials from clients that I've worked with, right?
Right.
And the reason they're important is because people are more likely or more ready to believe what other people say about me than what I say about myself.
Well, let me tell you what we did. During our 10th anniversary, back when we were planning, working on it, and we still play it, a few of them, we ask, as you know, we ask our Brain Trust members if they'd like to comment on our 10th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And so we recorded their comments. And we play them. We have been playing them every so often on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a testimonial? Is that what you call a testimonial?
Yes.
Okay.
People basically testifying, if you will, about something.
So whenever you see somebody someone comment on a book on the back cover or inside cover or something, that's a testimonial. In your definition.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. So how do we get these? Are we fishing for compliments to ask somebody for a testimonial? And how do we use them?
Okay. So going back to what I started to say, which is that people throw them around all the time, and if you're listening well, you can capture them by just saying, you know, oh, thank you so much for your compliment. I'd love to use that as a testimonial on my website blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Right. So you ask if you can use it, and then you write it down and put it where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that is kind of like word of mouth in that you take it when you get it.
Right.
But there are other ways to be more proactive about gathering testimonials. And actually, yesterday on our blog, which is themarketingmixblog.com,
mm-hmm.
We had a post called Starter Questions for Testimonials, which I'll tell you about after the break.
After the break. You've been here before, haven't you? And she's heard this. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk about this. And she's going to tell you, Elise is going to help you get these very powerful testimonials without looking like you're asking for it. And that's the trick. And then knowing how to use it. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Jim, this is Jerry Detweiler from BusinessCreditSuccess.com. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary. What an accomplishment. And I am looking forward to 10, 20, who knows how many more years. Congratulations and keep up the great work.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We're talking about testimonials with our good friend Elise Benin. Elise, what do you think?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, that could have been a testimonial if she
Here we go. Boy, I tell you, you're tough on me, Elise.
That could have been a testimonial if she had said, you know, one thing she loved most about being on your show and that she was looking forward to another 10 or 20 years of, right?
Well, some people did that, but I tried to say, when I asked people to do this, I said, look, please be sure to tell everybody how much you love me and how wonderful I am. And everybody didn't get the message for some reason. At least give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
And of course, we all know how much we love you, Elise, how wonderful you are. So, and folks, by the way, you can find Elise on my websites at smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. She's on both of those sites, so check those out. Use them to your advantage. Elise, your book, Stop Pushing Me Around, not the brand new one, but the new one, is on your website too, isn't it?
I think it is, actually.
Well, where else would it be, Elise?
It's available at Amazon.com.
Okay. All right.
And there's another one called The Art of Self-Promotion. That's actually a little bit more recent, which is on the website.
All right. So check that out.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're talking about testimonials, how to get them. Do you ask for testimonials, or when they happen, do you then say, "Can I capture that? Can I use that?"
Well, you
what
do
you
both.
Do you wait, or do you go for it?
You do both, because when they happen, there's no reason not to capture them, and one should always be listening for them, and then following through on them. So that's one thing. But the other is, and what you said before the break, I just wanted to correct you, if you don't mind, again, because...
Who else is going to correct me if you don't, Elise?
Because you said asking for them without seeming like you're asking for them, and I frankly think there's nothing wrong with asking for them.
Okay.
And here's an example of how you can do this, and this is posted on the Marketing Mix blog, and I like it because...
This is the lady who wrote Stop Pushing Me Around, folks, so she knows what she's talking about here.
That's right. A coach who had worked with my business partner, Peleg, sent him an email message, and here's what it said. "Dear Peleg, I'm developing new content for my website and other promotional materials and would love to include a testimonial from you. I value the coaching work we did together and think others would benefit from hearing about your experience with me as well. If you're comfortable talking about the relationship in the form of a testimonial, please use the starter questions below to help craft your response." And don't worry about having to write a book. Short testimonials of 100 words or less are often best. If you don't feel comfortable writing a testimonial due to the confidential nature of our work, that's okay. I understand 100% and respect your wishes. And then she gave three questions. What triggered your need for coaching? What was the nature of the work we did? What's changed for you as a result of our work together?
And so you think this is a good... You're holding this out as a good template use to try to... Yeah.
It's just one way.
Yeah, very interesting. But certainly, if somebody does say something to you like that, don't miss that opportunity. Just say, well, you know what? How about this? Just say, John, thank you so much for that. That was an awfully nice thing to say. You know, I would like for other people to hear, to know how you feel about my business or whatever. Would you mind offering those comments to other people in the form of a written testimonial? What do you think about that?
I think that's too belabored.
Okay.
I think
shorter than what you just read, but at least.
No, but it's a different context. You're in the middle of it, and someone
said
something.
All right, well, so unbelabor it. How would you
just
say?
And this is what I do. Thank you so much. Can I use that as a testimonial?
Okay. And then you got to say, I got to hang up now so I can remember what you just said.
Right? Or sometimes people put it in an email message, and you can just, you know, reply.
Actually did that once. Somebody paid me a nice compliment on the show, and I said, would you mind writing that down? That was awfully nice thing that you just said. Would you mind writing that down and send it to me in an email? When it comes back, it's not the same.
Right. Or you could say, do you mind if I write that down and run it by you for your approval?
Yeah. Yeah. So
it doesn't matter how you do it.
Right. Would some people see this as a little pushy, a little self-promotional?
You know what? I don't really care.
You don't care?
No.
Okay.
This is what you have to do in business. There's
it's
nothing
tough.
Wrong with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right about that. You are right about that. Are people influenced by testimonials?
Absolutely. I have people who have spoken to me at length about how I can help them, and then they say, all right, I'm going to go look at your testimonials on your website.
Really?
Yeah. They've had it from the horse's mouth, but they want to hear what other people said.
Right. No, I do. I think testimonials do influence people. I really do. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they look at who said it? Do you think they look at the who the person is, if it's an unknown person or if it's a famous person?
Yeah, I think it carries more weight sometimes if it's a familiar name or a familiar company.
Right.
But so, if it isn't, it doesn't matter.
So folks, don't listen to me. I'm too belabored when I ask for testimony. Listen to Elise. She's the pushy, unbelabored one. Hey, thank you, Elise, for being here. Give us your website again, please.
www.marketing-mentor.com.
And my testimonial is coming right up there. Elise, I'll get it right on over to you. Thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.
Quick break. Right back with President Abraham Lincoln. Right after these messages, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.